session number 9069303.
Near Hailing Island in Battersea.
Oh, I know, yes. All around the that's where you were then.
Yes, in the Coast Guard in the Coast Guard station there.
Mm.
There were 21 men in there altogether. Mm. 21 Gobby Coast Guards.
Yeah.
And of course, when I went on one leave, instead of me going to Scrap's Gate, he'd already got promoted. Because I went to leave on leave where he was.
Yes, down
in West Mersey, you see. And therefore, and that's where I.
Yes.
Of course, he was, I say, then in 1908, he took his pension.
Mm. At the hospital school, what did you find? Was it the condition you found hard? This was the problem, or what?
No, in the school it wasn't hard. It was severe, and the discipline was pretty strict. You see, well, you had to be. You know, the crowd of boys are.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you got a backside. You got an arson. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they could give you over your cuts with a cane if you were thieving and things like that. You see, they never thought of doing a thing like that, you see. Mm. The fear was put into you.
Mm.
And you wouldn't attempt to do anything like that.
No.
You see, you was brought up with a certain amount of strictness. And you wouldn't dream of doing anything that was...
Mm.
There was a lot of boys broke out of the place and that, but of course they got caught and was taken back again and given the birch and all that sort of business. But as regards anything extraordinary, never used to happen.
Mm.
You know, because people was brought up so strict and so severe that you was frightened to do anything, really speaking.
Mm.
And of course, they was usually the instructors was used to treat you nice.
Mm.
They weren't severe, not to that extent.
No,
but long as you were obedient, you see. As long as you was obedient,
yes.
He might tell his boy instructor, one of the boys that was with a petty officer boy.
Yes.
Well, I want you to see that so and so is a little bit better behaved. You see. Mm. Well, of course, this boy would come along and.
You
take the onus off the old instructor and then you get a second hand, like you see.
Yeah.
And you say, well, look, if I was you, I'd behave myself a bit better than you do. You see? Of course, you take notes of him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, old man, what name you don't, won't like her. See? Mr. Pallet won't like her, see?
Yeah.
Well, then they used to teach his hornpipe.
Mm-hmm.
All that lot of the night time, you see?
Yes.
All the skates, gymnastics, up the marsh.
Mm.
So when he used to fight each other, he would be cat boy.
Mm.
You know the cat boy who stands on top of the cap?
Oh, no, I didn't know this one.
Hey?
Don't know this at all, no.
Well, the cap is what they call the it's on the top of the marsh, see? It's what they call the, we call it a cap in here.
Yes.
And it goes on top of the marsh, you see? And the alleys was really through it.
Mm.
Well, they used to fight each other to see the boy. We'd climb up the marsh and stand on top of that.
Mm.
See? Well, you was up there last week.
Mm.
It's my turn this time, you see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'd fight for this, were they?
Yes, really. Yeah, but a bit of a swap up and see who was going up this. Well, you went up there last week. Why?
Fighting was sort of accepted, was it? Provided it was in front of the petty officers or from the instructors.
Pardon?
Fight, I mean, there seemed to be a certain amount of fighting.
Certain
that fighting among the boys.
Well, they used to fight each other, but not as if they were meant it, you know.
Mm.
They used to fight each other to do a say, as I was on just saying that. They'd say, well, you went up there last time. Why can't I? All right, and all that business.
Yes.
You know.
The instructors watched this, did they?
Oh, yes, they used to take notice of all this that was going on, but they never used to turn a blind eye to it, you see. Let them sort it out of between them sort of business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they treated me all right. I wouldn't. I could have been brought up worse.
Mm.
I could have been brought up worse, couldn't I?
Yeah.
I had very good instructions. I have learned a lot while I was there. I learned how to use a sewmaker's needle and palm a needle and how to make a suit and learned a little bit navigation about and all that sort of there's sextants.
You didn't have much spare time to yourself.
Oh, I don't know. We used to, after 4 o'clock, we'd have our tea, and you was all right till you went to bed. You had a bit of bread and cheese at 8 o'clock, then after that, they used to, where you go to bed, you see. But during the, from the tea time to supper time, you'd be messing around with your bag or overall in your clothes and all that business, see if they wanted any repairs done to them or. When they send them away to the, then you might send them away to the tailor shop to have something done to them. You see,
yeah,
a couple of buttons put on, or and of course next day you'd find them. You'd send your clothes to the laundry, and you had boys in the laundry working in there, laundry boys helping the women. You see, and well, it was well looked after. Might be the same sort of things we're doing here.
Respectively,
the same sort of thing happens in this place.
Did you play much sport? Football, cricket?
Yes, I played for my company, number 5 company. I played football for number 5, and I played cricket for number 5 company. I believe I played cricket for the school one season. The pick of all the school, you see?
Yes.
I think I played cricket. And I used to go round the back there. Where the observatory is. We had our cricket field at the back there, you
Did you? Right up...
Where the observatory
is. Now, I know, yes, up at the top.
Right beyond the colonnade.
Yes.
And I went up there since I've been here.
Have you? Yes.
I've been up there since I've been here. Mm. We had an outing up there one day. I went and looked round all the... Of course, it's a museum now, you see.
Yeah, I know.
And I said to one of the fellows up there, I suppose... I don't know what he said. I suppose he's a... Like, he wore a uniform. I said, well, I was in here. I said, when it was a boys' trainership. He said, was it? He said. I said, yes. I said, me and old Billy, I had another man here with me. There was 5 of us here once. Of course, the other 4 have died now. There was 5 of us here once who was brought up in that school.
Yes.
But I'm the only one left of the 5, you see. And, of course, I was all there in different periods.
Yes.
Some was there before me and some there was after me, you see. And there was all Greenwich schoolboys. Well, but as I say, me and old Bill went up there one about 2 or 3 years ago from here. And we saw all the... brought back memories again, you know.
Yeah.
I said, that's where Queen Anne chucked the kid down. I said, that's right.
Which part were you in the school?
Well, it was both sides of the...
Both sides were schools.
Both dormitories, both sides, you see.
Yes.
Number 7 was over that side, number 5 was over this side.
Yes.
And the colonnade used to run beyond the Queen's House.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And, of course, the ship was in front of the Queen's House, you see, on the parade ground.
Well, the Queen... Well, between the...
Queen's House and the main gate.
And college, and the main gate,
Yes. Well, then the ship used to lay there, with the bows pointing out of the gate, you see.
Yes, there was a parade ground, was there, down the front.
Well,
there.
Now it's all... It was a parade ground, now it's all grass over now.
Grass, of course, now. Yes.
But that was, that's where we used to play cricket and all the business on there, you see, on the parade ground, on each side of the ship. And there was another lot there, used what they called the Bowman Foundation boys. They used to come in from outside and I think they had to pay.
Yes.
I think they had to pay for their education. Of course, we got our education because our father was a serviceman, you see. But now, down at Holbrook, which is a school now, they shifted down there. I believe they've got to pay £600 now to have the same education as I had, you see. Yeah. I think their father's got to pay about £600 now. So I've been told. To have the same education that I got, you see. There's a vast difference. I was getting mine for nothing. And I could have gone ahead.
Why didn't you think?
I could have gone ahead if I'd have paid attention. But I did know. I did know, yet I couldn't see no farther me blooming nose. My father said to me, he said, you ought to have gone ahead there, boy. Well, I said, I'm not a dad, Dad. He said, I know you're not a dad, he said, but you don't seem to... He said, you all seem to be a... practical man. I said, I am practical man. I can splice a bit of wire with my thumb and fingers. Or anything like that, you know.
Yes.
Make a Turk's head or anything.
Mm.
Anything practical like that.
But you, of course, as a result, you didn't get anywhere near the engineering branch at
all. No, I was on the seaman side all the time.
In fact, you might have enjoyed that more, Mike. You were playing with engines.
Well, no, I wasn't brought up in that side, you see. I was more from boats and...
Yes.
Pulling boats and that. Mm. When I was a kid, my old man would take me... I could sail a boat when I was 7 years of age.
Yeah. Yes.
I could sail a boat as good as any man.
Mm.
When I was only seven, you'd say, come and get hold of this tiller. Keep the head on that boy in front of you.
Yeah.
And don't let them sheets flip.
Yeah.
Well, I should watch.
Yeah.
No, I was cocky. Mm. Cocky's a little. I was proper cocky.
Yes.
Well, I was. I was a good little sailor boy at that age. I'm frightened of nothing, you know.
Mm.
If the boat turned over, I should have been a damn sight happier, I think. That sort of bloke I was.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully God she turned over so I can see what's going to happen. I know the old man would save me.
Mm,
see?
Yeah.
I had that confidence in him.
Yes. Did you the other brothers go to, not your not friend, but the other two, did they go to Greenwich or not?
No, my brother Bill did. He went to Greenwich School. Yes. He was the eldest one.
Mm.
But I believe I don't know much about him. Because I wasn't born then, you see.
No. He was quite a bit older than you, was he?
Oh, he was much older than me.
Mm.
He was about 40 when I was just joined the Navy.
Mm. About over 20 years
old. Yes, yeah. See, he must be a lot older than me. So as a young kid, I didn't, because he was away in Australia aboard the Wallaroo, I think, his ship. He'd done two or three commissions out there.
Yes.
And very seldom he'd come home. I used to hear my mother and father talk about him, you see.
Yes.
And about your brother Bill and that. But he never come home. He was a proper, you know. Mm. I believe he ran away from the sea when he was a kid.
Did he?
I think he ran away out of it. I went into a fishing smack, I think, or something. Was a boy in a fishing smack, as far as I can make out of it. And I think it was a place in Yarmouth or somewhere like that. Of course, the old man was stationed at Yarmouth down there once. I think he was coxswain of the Yarmouth lifeboat when he was in there.
Mm.
Or second coxswain of it, when he was in the Coast Guards.
Yeah.
Young men in the Coast Guards in those days, I think. Of course, they used to man the lifeboats, you know.
Yes.
Coast Guards used to.
Yeah.
But I think he was second coxswain of the Yarmouth lifeboat. Then I think he went to a place called Kingsdown. Kingsdown, or was it King's North? Somewhere down that way.
I don't know that part of the world.
Kingsdown Castle, is it?
Honestly, wouldn't know.
Yes, I think he went to Kingsdown. I think he was stationed at Kingsdown Castle.
Yes.
That's where this brother Bill of mine was born, in that castle.
Yeah.
As far as I can hear. Because they hadn't been married long then, you see.
Mm.
I think this brother Bill of mine was born in that castle, where the old man was a coast guard in it, you see. And as far as I can hear, he wasn't a bloke who...
Mm-hmm.
My man wasn't a fellow who spun a lot of yarn, you know.
Yeah.
He was always kind of a...
Mm.
I should love the old fellow. I should like him much.
Yes.
But he never used to say anything about himself, you know. He'd smoke his pipe.
Mm.
Wanted to know how he was all getting on when he come in. Told me he was in bed, he said. Keeping your mother up like you are, he said. I said, I'm not keeping her up, Dad. He said, what do you reckon she's up here for like this? And I said, waiting for you to come in. Oh, and one for him.
You had another brother in the Navy too.
Yes, well, Arthur. Arthur was my... he was my, what they call, a sea daddy.
Mm.
See, we all had sea daddies in those days. Mm. Well, your brother could claim you see, if you had an elder brother...
Mm.
Years ago, I believe they used to cheat the boys. Years ago, they used to treat them very unmercifully.
Mm.
In Anne's days, you know, in them old days, you see. And if a father had a boy in the Navy, his father could claim the boy to look after him, you see. Well, it's still in operation now, I believe. Well, my brother was aboard the, I think it was the Shannon.
Yes.
And I was aboard the St. George. Mm-hmm. I believe, unbeknown to me, he requested to come to board the St. George to keep his eye on me, you see.
Yeah.
Unbeknown to me, he never told me, but I had that opinion about it, you see. Well, when he come aboard the ship, he was a PO1 then.
Mm.
And, hello, he said, lad. I said, hello, Arthur, what are you doing aboard here? He said, I'm all right, I'm aboard here now, you know.
Mm.
How you getting on, he said. Well, I'm all right. Just fancy, I said, me and you being the same ship. He said, just fancy, he said. I said, well, yeah, his first introduction was, you got anything on tonight? I said, no. So I've got a couple of dirty suits in my bag. He said, you can wash them.
Works both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said, that's a good introduction. He said, you got any soap? I said, no. He said, you'll find a couple of bows. You'll find a couple of bows on the top of my bag. He said, help yourself.
Yeah.
Well, he brought me up in the right manner. But a good man, though.
Mm.
Big, strong fella. About 6'2". Mm. And they reckon he was the finest oarsman in the Navy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, speak you low. You know that one you was talking to?
Yes.
They were shipmates together, you know.
Were they? Yes.
Well, my brother had the first cutter as a leading seaman.
Mm.
And Speaky had the second cutter as a leading seaman. But I think they was always in a git of a... Who was the best man of the two of them, you know? I believe so. I don't know. I gather that knowledge. But I think Arthur was a stroke oarsman of the racing boat. And he was the bowman. It was him being a lightweight, you see.
Yeah.
Speaky had the bow oar. Mm. And this brother Arthur of mine, he was all bone and bloom and all muscle and bone, he was. All bone, but... So he had the stroke oar. Well, I can't do, he said, you that type he was.
Yeah.
Nice fella.
Mm.
But very Navy. Yes, he was all... You're tip of the old block, like, you know, tip of the old block. Added down, I suppose.
Mm.
You see, it's added out, part of the sun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was pretty severe when I was in the dockyard, you know, in my job.
Mm.
Everything I used to do, I wanted perfect.
Yeah.
No fiddling about.
Mm.
But a little bit out of... I was like that. Oh, yes, I liked everything done precise. And so long it took to do it.
Mm.
If I splice a bit of 6-inch wire or 9-inch wire, whatever it might be, or done something, a bit of sennit, or a Turk's head on a fender, you've seen these Turk's head fenders they make, it's got to be perfect. Because the porter used to say to me, if you want that done, go and get it where they got to do it. That was me, see, and he was the inspector. Yeah. And he said to me one day, he said, are you busy? Well, I said, I got me work on, sir. He said, I've got so-and-so to do today. He said, I want you to make me a fender, he said, to go over the bows of a tug, he said, when she's pushing another, when she's pushing.
Mm.
He said, I don't want her to slip either, he said. So I don't want her to slip. He said, when he puts his bows onto what he's going to push, he said, I don't want her to slip. I went back and I thought this one out, you know. I got some draw me stuff for it. So much grass line, so much hemp. Took me about a week to bloom, we'll make it over there. And I had to take it round and put it round the bows of this tug, you see.
Mm.
No, I said, you'll find, I said, the captain, you'll find that won't slip. Old Bill Penny, he said, I hope not. He said, Westo, he said, oh, I've no nearly jammed a hole in that bloody tanker, he said, that I had to shove over the other day. See, you had to push the Oxford tanker in alongside the jetty, see? He said, if I'd have done that, he said, I'd have been on the carpet. He said, the thing they put on there before that, he said, it slipped all over the blooming place, he said. Well, I said, that won't slip, Bill, I said. Oh, but don't, he said. Never.
Yeah.
Oh, I got congratulated on it. Mm. Made a good job of that, he said, West Ham. I said, do you think so, sir? He said, yeah. I said, do I get any badges over there? He said, no, you got all the badges you're going to get.
When you went to Ganges, did you, presumably the Greenwich boys had a considerable advantage on the others.
Pardon?
When you went to Ganges,
yeah.
The Greenwich boys had a distinct advantage.
Oh, yes, we had an advantage the others, yes. Of course, you see. I believe you joined as a first class boy from Greenwich.
Oh, did you?
You see, you joined as a first class. You're a second class boy. Mm. You joined as a first class boy. Now, I went aboard a ship not so long ago in the dockyard, and all them men aboard there, well, there was two of them, the coxswain, and the, they had two or three different jobs. I think she was one of them press button ships. What was the name of her? Rolls-Royce men's. There was all those Rolls-Royce men that worked on her. And two of them were Greenwich School boys, or Holbrook School.
Yes.
And they was telling me about that when they joined us from there. They joined us first class boys, you see. One was the coxswain and the other one was the car driver, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Both had two sets of whiskers. Yeah. They'd come up here and see us. And we went down board. They invited us down there in the cheap VO's mess. And what's the name of that ship? Lovely ship. Oh, she had a... Oh, press button. Whatever else she went, I don't know. I said, how far she goes? She said, I don't know. She said, we can't tell you that. And the captain was a nice man, too.
Mm.
He come on the mess deck with us and... Cheerio, you boys, he said. Nice man, skipper. I see you must have a big responsibility. So he said, I have got responsibilities. He said, I've got some responsible men too with me, he said. I said, what a lovely expression, sir. He said, you think so? I said, yes. How he looked after their men, you see.
Yeah.
Without them, without them men, he wouldn't have got nowhere, you see. I said, well, so what a lovely expression, say that. To think about his men like that.
Yeah.
Eh? I got some good men with me too, he said. I said, you must have a lot of responsibility. So he said, yes, I've got a lot of responsibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely thing to say.
Yes.
I would say, he's a man, thought, so I wouldn't be able to do it all without them, without their help.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah. Very true, of course. Where did you go from Ganges?
Oh, I went to a ship called the Essex.
Yes.
It was a training ship.
Yes.
There was a
what training brig thing.
They done away with the
brigs. Yes, but it was a seagoing
training ship.
Trench ship. Yes.
Well, there was the Leviathan. She was the flagship.
Yes.
And there was the Essex, Donegal, and Berwick.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Leviathan, I think, Admiral, Prince Louis. He was the Admiral.
Mm.
He was the Admiral.
Yes.
He was in charge of that squadron in those days when I went into it. And we was all... Chatham Ratons, us boys, and the Berwick was Portsmouth Ratons, I think, and I think the other one was Plymouth Ratons.
Yeah.
All undergoing seagoing training, you see. And she had a nuclear ships company, but that filled up with both boys, you see.
Yeah.
And we was undergoing seagoing training. We used to learn all manner of things while we were aboard there, gunnery and torpedo and everything.
So it's hard, that one.
Pardon?
Was it hard, that?
Well, we used to get up earlier than anybody else. The boys used to get up about 5 o'clock and scrub decks, you see. All the others would lie until six, you see.
Yeah.
Of course, it is the worst time of your life, is when you're a boy and ordinary seaman. Well, you expect it, don't you? See, when you're a boy, you've got to call a naval seaman, sir. You had to when I was a kid. Yes, sir, no, sir, yes. If he was an A.B. and he told you to do something, you had to do it. And call him sir, too. Yeah. And anyhow, all the time we was there, we was under instructions, you see. Well, of course, I think we went to... I think we went to New York. I think it was New York we went to. And Jimmy Wilde and all that lot come aboard the ship. Jimmy Wilde was out as a young man. We was fighting out there in those days. And then Mary Fairbanks, Mary Pickford. She come aboard, and Pearl White.
Yeah. Quite a collection.
They invite them all aboard, you see.
Yeah. Is an ashtray for you.
And they gave it a bit of an atome, you see. And they had a few funny men, funny party. They used to get up and give a regular stage up on the quarter deck, you see. Yeah. And old Pearl White said, well, she said, I can't sing, lad, she says, and I can't dance a lot, she said, but I'll give you some of my impersonations as you see me on the pictures, she said. Good old Pearl. Well, then, of course, Jimmy Wiley did 3 rounds exhibition. He sparred up there with somebody, some other bloke out of the audience, one about his own size, you see. I give 3 rounds exhibition, and... Well, then they all us, some of us boys, if we liked, they'd invited us ashore if we liked to have gone. But I didn't go. I was a bit of a shy boy, like, you know. But I didn't go. But some of the boys went. Took them round in their cars and that. And I don't know where we were. I think we went from there and joined the fleet up again, I think. Because they all went to different places. The Essex and the Donegal. The Donegal went somewhere else. And I think some other ship went somewhere else. Detached squadron, you see. And then when the squadron reinforced, reassembled again, they reassembled here at the Nore. And I think the Nore review was on then. 1910 or 11. 11, I think. 11 or 12, anyhow. When they had the Nore review.
Yeah.
Well, then... I went from there and I went to the Dominion. And I think I was an ordinary seaman when I went to the Dominion. And then King George got coronated. 1900 and... What year would that be?
10. 11. The coronation.
Right,
he came to the throne in 1910. He got
right, well, I come into the... We come into the dock in the Dominion. You know, in the dock here in Chatham. And... we had to put all our number one suits on and sorettes. In those days, you wore sorettes, you know.
Yes.
And we had to come up here on the lines to have a review, I suppose. They call it what they called it. But we all know we had to fire 3 rounds.
Yeah.
And as we went up the slope arms, you know, to come up to the present, we knocked all our white hats off. And my sister was up there looking at us, my sister Rose. She said, I didn't offer it for comical to me, Ralph. She said, see, all your hats go off. She was up there and her husband, you see. They hadn't been married very long. And she knew I was there, all right. And of course, she said, when you all went up to present arms, she said, you went up like that, she said. And when he went up the next move, she said, all your hats went up in the air. Then he ever got over that difficulty. Well, of course, and after that, the bloomin', I went to a destroyer, I think, went to St. George. And I left her, I went to the St. George ship called, the Vengeance. Vengeance, she used to lay out Folly Point here.
Oh, yes.
Your Vengeance. She was a training ship for heavy gun.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy gun training ship. They used to do their heavy gun aboard there. 15-inch and that 12-inch, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Well, I was sent aboard there as a messman to look after the the chiefs and POs.
Were you still a boy then, were you?
Pardon?
Yeah. Were you still a boy then, or ordinary seaman?
I was still ordinary seaman then. Ordinary seaman then.
Mm.
I think we'd done 3 years as ordinary seaman. You're not AB till you're 18.
No.
I was still ordinary seaman, I think. I was qualified all right for an AB, but you had to wait until you were 18.
Yes.
And from there I went back to the gunnery school, I think. Went through for senior gunner. Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, when I left there, I went through for senior gunner. 9 months it took me to go through. Or do all the gun, pistol, rifle, everything. You had to have a knowledge of all the lot of it. and anybody couldn't get by in those days.
Mm.
There's an old GI there. He'd go around a 6-inch gun, you know, and you have to take the breech block to pieces. Take it all to pieces with the tools. Smack it on the rear of the gun. And there's some parts in a breech block, you know. Tell me you distribute it right there. And, after you'd done that, he'd fall you out down the other end of the drill shed. You see, and all the time you was away, he'd take something from there. The time he was down the other end, you'd say, where the devil is that so-and-so? Where's that gone to? He did it somewhere, you see. See, if he was...
Yeah,
they... See? Know what he done with me one day?
What did
he do? He changed, you know, the telescope you look through, and
he
changed that round out, end for end. I went up there and I was looking through the wrong end of the blooming telescope. Can you see anything wrong with that gun, Lau? I said, no, sir. I said, everything's all right. He said, all right, he said. I said, yes, sir.